We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. It's my privilege to spend the next 30 minutes with you, and looking forward to that. Pray that you are having a great day, and we are now 4 weeks away until Election Day. And so I want to ask you to be praying, and hopefully you have already registered to vote. If not, I believe it is too late at this point in time. But there is a lot that is riding on this election, as far as who's going to be the president, who's going to represent the majority in the Senate, who's going to represent the majority in the House, who's going to have the ability to appoint to the Supreme Court. Hey, if you like the way that the spiritual condition of America has been going, then, you know, you have one direction that you can vote. If you think that we have been going the wrong direction and we need a change of direction, and you're not going to be lied to by politicians who promise you that they're going to stick to biblical definitions and then change that right in the middle of their presidency, then you have a different course of action that needs to be addressed. And so I hope that you will be praying about that. And probably, you know, the court appointments, that is a huge, huge part of what is coming up. And so be praying for our country, be praying for our nation, be praying for our world. Over the past several weeks, there's been headlines of ministers in other countries that just a year or two ago, they were free to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. New laws have come into place, and now those things are no longer legal. So I encourage you, let's not let that happen here in America. If you are concerned about personalities and things like that, I want to encourage you, get a broader picture. Take a deeper look. And I read this in an article. This is not original. That you go and you download the party platforms and you see where they stand. You know, are they for God or are they against God? Are they for life or against life? And so you and do that research, pray about it, and ask God to lead you and guide you. And you and I, we will be stewards of our vote and have to give an account. For that, I want to make sure that I am able to give a good account. So, want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. They are able to help you with all of your heating, air conditioning, or electrical needs. And if you can avail yourself of any of their services, give them a call, 632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and they will get you fixed up and running again in very short measure. I want to take you today to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah 43 is where we're going to begin. We're going to, at some point in time, as we are talking about this chapter, we will skip back up to 42. To give you a little bit of a picture of what was going on there that makes what is said in 43 pertinent. Chapter 43, verse number 1 says, but now. And so that's a conjunction. That ties what is getting ready to be spoken with what has been previously said. That's why when we get there, we're going to go back and take a look at what it says at the end of chapter 42. Isaiah 43, verse number 1 says this, but now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us the former things. We're going to stop reading there in the middle of verse number 9. To begin with, I want you to know that you are not some sort of cosmic accident. You were created and formed by God. You were knit together in your mother's womb. You were formed and fashioned in the image of God. Where idols are made and mythological deities are made in the image of men, with all of our shortcomings and all of our failures and all of our temperamental fallacies, that's not the way that the God of the Bible came into existence, because he didn't come into existence. He just the God who is, who was, and is to come. We didn't form him. He formed us. He created us. He fashioned us. He formed us. It was with great intent and design that we were made in the image of God. We are a body, soul, and spirit. We are a triune being, as God is a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, who was made flesh, and God the Holy Spirit. So we are created and formed in his image. And so you have to ask yourself this question: when God was doing the creation of Adam and Eve, did he make a mistake? Did he make a mistake? Because a lot of people will look at the way that they are formed and the way that they are fashioned, and they will say, well, wait a minute, I've got problems. Or they look at people in their life and say, they're defective. You would say, how is it that God made something defective? And you fail to take into consideration that God created this world perfect. It was man to whom God entrusted the dominion of this world who sinned by believing the lie that the serpent had to say in the garden. Eve is the one who believed the lie. Adam, if you read carefully the scripture, you will find that Adam was present and he kept silent during that time. And then Adam partook of what Eve offered him, and it has been all downhill since then. The world that we know was not the original intent that God had. It was when God entrusted the dominion of this earth into Adam's hands and into our hands that we made foolish choices, wrong choices. Don't point your finger at Adam and say it's all Adam's fault, because you and I have made our own number of mistakes. We have done exponentially more than the bad choices that Adam made. So we just got to quit shifting the blame to someone else. And so when we look and we see things that are not perfect, maybe there is a flaw inside of that person that you see, or there's a flaw inside of you, and you want to point your finger and blame God, I want to remind you that it is the devil that comes to steal and kill and destroy. It is the devil who's come to corrupt the atmosphere and everything that would have the ability to damage human beings. The devil does not have your best interest in mind. He does not have mine. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. He wants to damage. He wants to distort. He wants to destroy. But God said, I created you and I formed you. Now, a little bit later, as we go through chapter 43, you're going to see that God is able to redeem. He's able to restore. He's able to refresh. My wife and I, a little over a week ago, the church had a pastor appreciation day for us, and there were some cards that were given to us. And the first one was that we opened when we got home. It was a card to my wife, and she said, "Honey, look." And that morning I had preached on new beginnings. And she said, "Look at the name on the back of this card." And it was a New Beginnings card. That was the brand name on the card. There was another card. And she said, "Look at this card, what it says in here." And in there, it was a verse. Now, it was a professionally produced card. It wasn't somebody who had written this in themselves. It was a professionally manufactured card. And it said, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." And so it was things like that caught her attention, because those were both cards that were written to her. So we're thankful that God has created us and that He is able to correct, to recreate if necessary, everything that the devil has damaged and destroyed. Now, I need to talk to you about the purpose of this creation. This chapter, Isaiah chapter 43, talks about God specifically creating you and I for a couple of different reasons. If you'll drop down to verse number 21, Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 21. If you're like me, you have to turn the page there. And it says in verse number 21, "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise." So when God formed you, He created you for Himself. That's why if you and I choose to live for any other priority of purpose other than for the glory of God, we are settling for an inferior purpose. Now, I've got a lot of tools in my garage. Some of them they were given to me by my father. Some of them I've purchased. Some of them have been given to me by friends. Some of them were tools that I inherited from my father-in-law. I got a lot of tools in there. And each one of those tools was created for a purpose. But I don't have as many tools as Home Depot or Lowe's or Harbor Freight. And so I don't necessarily have the tool for every job that needs to be done. And one of the things that I have done through the years is I've had to look for creative ways of accomplishing things if I didn't have the right tool. But in most of those places, when I have looked for something to substitute, I have found that even though it may look similar, it was not created with the same purpose in mind. I'm going to give you a specific example, and that is a screwdriver and a wood chisel may look very similar. They both have a wooden handle. They both have a relatively flat edge on the end of it. And if you impact it with a hammer, you would think that it would accomplish at least to, you know, I wasn't looking to create fine furniture with it or anything like that. I was just trying to knock out a chunk of wood. But I discovered that when I used a screwdriver as a wood chisel, that the handle was not made the same, that the blade was not as sharp. And so whenever I hit the flat blade screwdriver trying to utilize it as a chisel, it would break because that wasn't the purpose that it was created for. When I was a teenager, I used a socket ratchet as a hammer. And I discovered that the ratchet was not made to be a hammer, even though it was a hard metallic object, that when I used it as a hammer, it didn't have the flat surface and it would bounce off of the nail and it hit me on the thumb. It might have had some of the qualities of a hammer, but it wasn't a hammer. And whenever I tried to utilize something for a purpose it was not created for, it either damaged the project or it damaged the tool itself. Right now, we have a lot of people in this world, and they are trying to use themselves, the creation that God formed in them for himself, for the wrong purpose. Rather than for the thing that God had ordained before the foundations of the world for that person to accomplish, they are trying to use it for pleasure, or they're trying to use it for intimidation or power or self-indulgence or selfishness. They're trying to use it for some, and I'm here to tell you that if you try and use the gift that God has given you in your physical existence, your mental existence, your emotional existence, and your spiritual existence, if you do not utilize those things for the glory of God, you are going to come away with wounds that God never intended for you to have. I was driving down the road the other day, and I heard this song that said something like this: God bless the broken road that led me straight to you, or something like that. And I heard that, and it's like God is able to turn the devil's curses into blessings. But the best course is to say, God, you created me for this purpose. You created me for yourself. You created me as the object of your affection. And so I pray today that if you've been living life for the wrong purpose, that today you will ask God to forgive you and help you to be a better steward of the very life that he has entrusted to you and to me. I was having a conversation with someone here recently, and I have been described by staff a number of different ways. Several years ago, it would have been back in 2001, 2002, this conversation probably took place in 2002. The guy who was leading worship for us, he was also an electrician, and they were talking about me at work one day, and they said, well, describe Pastor Bob. And the person said, he's very driven. He's very driven. And now if you had asked me to describe myself, that would have been well down on the list of where I was. But that was the way that he saw. And I do have a drive. I have a drive to get the gospel out. I have a drive to see people made whole. I had a drive to see people live to the fullest of their capabilities. But My ultimate goal, the reason that I thrive, is for the glory of God. So that driven aspect of my personality, I was describing how I see some people who they've got nothing but time on their hands, and they don't do anything with the time. And I'm thinking to myself that now this is Confessions of a Pastor on a live broadcast here, a live recording here. So I want you to hear it. Why are you wasting what God has given to you? There is so much that other people want to do, and their schedule is so restrictive that they don't get to do some of the things because they are so busy pursuing God's purpose for their life, why would you wish to squander the very life that God has created for you? Man, I love to play golf as much as most people, but I was not created to spend all my time on the golf course. I wasn't. And even if I could, I wouldn't, because I was created for His glory. I want to ask you to do, take a survey of your life and say, am I fulfilling the purpose that God created me for, and that is to be with Him? Do you realize that the apostles, the first responsibility that they had was to be with Jesus? So I pray that you will put it on your calendar right now that this Sunday, or as soon as possible, you are going to make it a priority to fellowship with other believers, and that you are going to fulfill the purpose that God created for you. You're going to spend time with Him. Now, there's one more aspect of this creation that God has for us. It's in verse number 7, Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 7. It says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. I have created for my glory. Do you realize that God wants you to be a glimmering trophy of His grace? He wants to operate in our lives with such compassion and mercy and favor that everyone knows that we are a child of God. He created us for glory. He created us for His glory. I've told you on previous broadcasts of how in times past I have utilized some towels that my wife had for decoration, and I used them for function, and the next thing I knew, I was buying more towels for decoration because I did not treat them with the respect and the dignity that they deserved. What I didn't realize is my wife, that those towels, when we had company over, they were a reflection of her, that she cared enough about the house that she put out the very best for those that came over. And so they could use them, and if they used them, then I could use them, but I wasn't supposed to treat them like a mechanic's rag. The Bible says that you and I have this heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. You are not meant to be carrying a stagnant fluid or a toxic waste around inside of you. You are not supposed to be a vessel that when you come into a room, there is such a stench, an offensive odor of spiritual death that people can't wait to get out of your presence. You and I were meant to carry the fragrance of life that comes from Jesus Christ, that when we walk in, there is an aroma from the throne room of heaven that enters the room, and people smell all of a sudden and they say, I don't know what that smell is, but I like it. There are not too many things that I have that just kind of bring me an unspoken joy. But I had a cologne that I wore for a number of years. And I used to wear cologne with the mindset of, hey, I like this cologne and I'm going to wear this cologne because I like the way that this cologne makes me smell. And there was a person every year, they would get me a different cologne for Christmas. And it was like, I don't like that cologne. It doesn't smell like the other cologne. And you know, it just didn't work for me. But several years ago, my daughter bought me a cologne for Christmas. And I'll be honest with you, it was a cologne that I would have never purchased for myself because it was a lot more expensive than the cologne that I had. And my wife said, try it on. And she said, you know, I really like the way that cologne smells. And then, so I started wearing that. And then when it was starting to run a little low, they bought me some more. And then my wife bought me one. And they bought me cologne that they liked the smell of. And you know what? I had a change of purpose. I realized that the cologne wasn't for me. The cologne was for those around me. And so now, whenever I put that cologne on that they provided for me and I walk into the room and they, all of them, you know, my daughters and my wife, they say, oh, I just love the way that the room smells when you walk into the room. And I want you to know, folks, that's what you and I do for God. When we come into his presence with praise and worship, when we come into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, we fulfill the purpose that God had for us at the very beginning. And that is to be vessels that carry around the fragrance of life and the glory of God. And when we walk into the presence of God in worship, it is a pleasing fragrance in the sight of God. So today, I encourage you, don't think that you are an accident. Don't think that you're defective, that you were just found on the rejects bin of society. God created you on purpose. He created you for himself. You weren't created to put up on the auction block. You were created so that God would say, that is my child. And you were created for the glory of God. I know it's Tuesday, but I pray that you go forth today in your identity in Christ, knowing that you are a child of the King, you are an intentional child of the King, and you will glorify his name today. I pray that all of you have a glorious day. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.